Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're in part 152 of How to Have God's Life Living in You, and also this is program 254. If you'd like a copy of it, you could listen in at the end of the program, and Sharon will tell you four different ways on how to receive it. It's postage paid completely, and also the CD or a audio tape will be absolutely free to you as well. God gave me salvation free of charge. It didn't cost me a penny. And I believe in getting the gospel out to the world. And to tell people about the Antichrist, and the Lord says for us to resist the devil. But how can we know how to resist the devil if we don't know where the devil is sitting? The Bible says he sits in Rome. The devil sits right in the city of the seven hills or mountains. And if you ask a person for a ticket to the city of the seven hills, the travel agency or a ticket wherever you buy tickets will give you a ticket to Rome, Italy. So that we know is a very strong, not even a clue. It tells you exactly where a Satan's seat is. It's in the city of the seven hills or mountains. Some people call them hills, some people call them mountains. Also, we know that it controls the United Council or the World Council of Churches. And it says that this great whore, this false prophet from Rome, sits or rides on the back of this scarlet-colored beast. It's scarlet in color. And that this whore is arrayed in scarlet and purple and has drinks out of a golden goblet. These are all definitions of what the Vatican is. And so, oh, you might get so angry at me telling you what the Bible says. But how can you be angry at God when he's warning you and giving you all these warnings on how to stay out of the lake of fire, out of hell and the lake of fire for eternity? So I give you all these messages. A lot of people have not got the chutzpah to tell you these things. Also, the Vatican, what's so bad about it is that it withheld several books from the Bible. They put five other books in the Bible, in their Bible, and they withheld the writings of several prophets, like a couple of books from Solomon that they did not put in. And they left out the book of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve wrote a book, and so did Noah. And you can't find those books anywhere. But I had, thank God, I had a friend in the Vatican, and he gave me copies of these withheld books from the Bible. And the Bible says that we live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the living God. And some people will say, you're not to add unto the Bible. Well, the problem is that you people don't have the whole Bible. You know, we Jews wrote the Bible, and so we understand that. And when you hear different books, now there's a bunch of phony books for sure, but if you're really from the Lord, you have discernment as to what the Scriptures. You can feel the Holy Spirit in the Scriptures. And I'll just read a few of them to you tonight so you can discern in your spirit if there's any contradiction to the Word of God that you know. And also, if I were to read some of the book of Adam and Eve to you, you would be floored. Because in it, God said, I'm going to come to earth, because they were afraid, Adam and Eve were afraid they were going to hell, and they were. But the Lord promised them that he's going to come to earth in the last days as a man and shed his blood for the remission of sins. Right there, before Moses ever wrote one word, Adam and Eve wrote, and then also Seth wrote a book, and also Enoch wrote three books. And, you know, it's just sad that the world is deprived, and it's sad that the world has been so deceived that they think that just from Genesis to Revelation, that's it. But, you know, it isn't true, and you'd be a judge for yourself. because from time to time I'm going to read just a few of those things. You can listen, and you don't have to receive it if you don't want to, but I would suggest that you do, and you'll be able to tell without a doubt that it just enforces the Bible from Genesis to Revelations. Now, Enoch, those books are fabulous, and the book of Adam and Eve is fabulous. The book of Noah is fabulous. And they were preserved by Noah on the ark when the flood came, those books of Enoch and Adam and Eve. And I've got those books. And the Vatican has them as well. They don't want you to know the whole Bible, because they want you to, it's the devil. As the Lord said, it's the great red dragon, the devil, that's seated there in Rome. And they actually have got the bones of Peter. They say that he was the first pope, and this is not the truth. Peter was a Jew, and he was a married man. You know that no popes have ever been married. He was a married man. It talks about Jesus going into that little house of Peter and laying hands on his mother-in-law. Did you read that? Okay, so that means if he has a mother-in-law, that Peter also had a wife. Okay? And the Lord said when the Lord told Peter, he says, you know that I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. In other words, I give you entry into the kingdom of heaven because you believe that I'm the Son of the living God. Well, you have the keys to the kingdom of heaven as well if you believe on the whole Word of God. The whole Word of God is Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And so it says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be given the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and thou shalt be saved. Amen?
Amen.
So does that mean that you're going to greet all of us when we get up there? Or that if I will greet you? No, it'll be Jesus there, not St. Peter at the pearly gates, like these heathen songwriters have written. It's just, you know, people don't know the Word of God. And they make mock of it because they've never read the book of Adam and Eve. They've never read the book of Seth or the book of Noah or Enoch, the three books of Enoch. And they haven't read the other books of Matthew and many other of the writers in the Bible. Now, Enoch, there's over 100 and some odd places where the things that Enoch said are mentioned throughout the Old and New Testament. And the Bible says, are these things not written in the book of Jasher? Where's the book of Jasher? Did you ever wonder about that? I have the book of Jasher. I have the book of Jasher. And you want to know something? The Vatican has the book also. They're the ones that have withheld. They've taken away from the scriptures. So that's why their plagues are going to come down, and their place will not be found in the kingdom of heaven. The Lord says, come out from among them, my people. I know that there are a lot of people in the Catholic Church, or if you want to call it a church, that are saved. You believe God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. But you got to get out of there because there's so many false doctrines in there, and they're holding back the gospel, the whole Word of God, from the people of the world. Well, right now, you know, I've got a lot to say on this tape, so right now let's... Now, don't you doubt, because the Lord said that. Amen?
Amen.
Now, the Lord did have an Adam and Eve on this earth, and they weren't deaf, dumb, and blind. Actually, Adam was the most... he was the smartest person that ever lived, because he named all the animals, the fish, the flowers. I mean, could you name... I wonder if you could name 50 animals, you know, right quick. But he named thousands of them. He's the one that called zebra, zebra, horse, horse, dog, dog, cat, cat, and so on and so forth. You didn't come up with that. So he was extremely smart, because he used to sit and talk with the Lord all day long. You know, people, if you're married, a lot of people never get married because they've never met anybody that they want to spend their life with. That's really something. When you want to stay close to somebody, you want to spend your whole life with them, because They're so precious. They're so wonderful. It's just, they're irresistible. Not because they look so good or anything like that, but because you love them. You want to be close to them. You need to be close to them. Well, that's what the Bible says, that the Lord, he said, you know, there's, what I say is, like, it's unlikely that you'll love heaven if you don't love the Lord. It's unlikely that you'll spend time praying to the Lord if you don't love the Lord. He's supposed to, if you're a Christian, be your husband. And we, if you're a Christian, you are the bride, a member of the body of Christ, the bride of Christ. And so it's very unlikely that you'd like it in heaven if you don't like the Lord. Like if you're offended at his word. And the more of God's word that I hear, the more I like. And there was one man from the Catholic cult, or church, whatever you prefer to call it. The Bible calls it the Antichrist. There's one man that put together the 66 books in the Bible, and he was the Catholic. Now, if you trust him rather than Solomon and Adam and Eve, after they backslid, they wrote the actual, their eyewitness account of what happened in there. And they tell that that the two sons, Cain and Abel, had twin sisters. Each one of them had a twin sister. And back then there was no law, because the law came many years later with Moses. And the Bible says where there's no law, there's no transgression, or it's no such thing as sin. The only sin was for man, Adam and Eve, to touch or eat from the tree of life. I heard a preacher the other day say, it doesn't say touch. You could have touched, you could have held the apple, and you could have even eaten it. I mean, there's so many heretics today that you just can't, I mean, it's just hard to believe. And the reason they're able to get away with that sort of stuff is because you don't read your Bible. And then when you read the Bible, you don't have the whole Bible. So if if people, it's hard to print Bibles that are full Bibles because they're so thick, because there's many books missing from the Bible. And hopefully this has aroused your curiosity enough to want to hear some of it. And I'm going to have Sharon read a little bit of it tonight, so that you can hear it in the morning, afternoon, or evening. And you kind of write me or call me or whatever and let me know whether you believe the Bible or not. Because if you take away from the Bible, you're going to be in the same condemnation as the Vatican. They hate the Word of God, and they hate you receiving the fullness of the Word of God. Even in their own Bible, they've included five books. They included the Book of Wisdom and Maccabees and several other books. So, you know, they wanted to look like they were more godly than anybody else. And so if you get a Catholic Bible, you'll see five extra books in there. And they are Bible. They're actually Bible. Now, if you have a King James Version, which you're reading is true, but you're missing several books. But the Vatican doesn't even have, the Catholic Bible doesn't even have the Book of Adam and Eve. They don't put it in there for you to read. It's amazing with as much Bible as they're hoarding that they're not saved. Now, I know a lot of Catholic people that are saved, but it's just almost impossible to jar them out of there, even by reading the Bible and showing how unscriptural they are. Hopefully you'll receive the Bible. And from time to time, as I said, I'll be reading part of some of these I'd love to read the whole books to you, but I'm afraid I'd scare you away. Because, but if you have a heart that has the Spirit of God in you, you'll recognize that the Spirit will tell you that this is truly the Bible, what I'm reading to you. But so, Father God, we ask that you'll open the eyes of the people in the world, that you'll open their spirits and their minds so that they'll be able to receive that which you have provided for them, the whole Word of God. And Lord, as much as you want, I will bring this to them. I'm so happy, Lord, that you chose me out of all the people in this world to know the fullness of it, what it is that you want the world to know. I pray, Lord, that through your Spirit, that you'll lead them through me, because you've always dealt to the people of the world through people. It pleases you that the world would be saved by the foolishness of preaching the gospel, and it cannot. No one can be saved unless the preacher is sent, and a teacher, and those that know your word. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not ashamed of the word of God, because it's the power of God unto salvation. When I read, Father, in the book of Adam and Eve, where you're telling Adam that you're going to come back, you're going to give him an opportunity to be saved, because you're going to come to the world in a man. And you're actually living in many men now, such as myself. And you're going to come to the world as a man, and you're going to keep the law. You're not going to be tempted by Satan. You'll be tempted, but you'll not receive any of his temptations, that you'll tell him to get hence, and then that you would live among the people, and they could actually see the man that you're living in, and that we would know that this man is really you, spiritually inside, because everybody that he'd lay hands on would be healed. He'd raise the dead, he'd cast out devils, and no one in the world has ever done that before him. And so therefore we know we're saved. We know he, with you and the Spirit, are in us, because we do the same things. Lord, I ask that you reveal this to everyone, that souls out there will be saved, and that the church will be strengthened and receive these things as well, and not be ashamed to tell people. You know, like, for a while I was, when I knew these things, I felt, oh no, they're not going to receive it. But Lord, as you told Ezekiel, you tell them whether they receive it or not. Now, some people could just receive this as another book written, and that you say, well, it's not the Bible. Well, if you want to believe that, you can, so long as you believe it, though. Lord, we ask that you do all these things. Save souls, strengthen the church in the name of Jesus. And everyone says, amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Glory to God. Now, we do have some letters. We have going to read some out of a book that I know you, some of you will be familiar with because they're around. But right now, I'd like to sing for you with J.D. Subner and the Stamps. J.D. is the world's deepest bass singer. And they used to sing with Elvis. They wouldn't sing with anybody, they said, but Elvis and myself. And so here we are singing I, John.
Well, and I just saw my number way up in the middle of the air. Well, I just saw mighty number moving way in the middle of the air. Mighty, well, I just saw mighty number moving way up in the middle of the air. Well, I just saw mighty number moving way in the middle of the air. Well, there were three gates in the east, and there were three gates in the west, three gates in the north, three gates in the south, and that made 12 gates to the city, four square wide. Hallelujah, come to my will, I chant for mighty number, way up in the middle of the air. Will I chant for mighty number, way in the middle of the air. Oh, John, declared that he saw a man with 12 stars in his right hand. Well, his eyes flashed by like the burning sun. Poor John got scared and he wanted to run. Well, he wanted to run, but his feet wouldn't go. Well, he felt the gospel come like a two-edged sword. Well, he heard a voice that said, "John, take a look. What you see there, right above. He saw 12 angels in the east. 12 angels in the west. 12 angels in the north. 12 angels in the south. 48 angels to the city, four square wide. Hallelujah. The body knows it. I'm talking so far.
Well, whoever wrote that song, they knew that chapter in the book of Revelations, amen?
Amen.
It talks about the New Jerusalem, and we're the New Jerusalem. We're the body of Christ. We're the church of God. We're the bride of Christ. And all those of you that are out there, you're being invited right now to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And, you know, the people that are churches, the people that many of the people that are self-righteous, they think they're self-righteous, that they don't need the Lord, they don't pray anymore, they don't read, they don't witness, they don't testify, they don't win souls. They go to church for many other reasons other than what the Lord intended for them to go to church for, that he saved them. And Jesus was a witness. He witnessed to people, and he stayed close to the Father in heaven because he knew that he needed that power to be able to heal the people, cast out devils, raise the dead, and to heal the lepers, and to people that have been paralyzed for years with palsy. He just speak the words to them, and they just rise up. They'd no longer be paralyzed. They just get up, and then he'd tell them, "Take up your bed now and go. Go home now." And here, the person who couldn't even hardly lift their head up. Somebody, these four guys had to lower them down through the roof. I wrote a piece of literature called Raising the Roof. They raised the roof up and lowered him down because there was such a crowd in the this dwelling, this house where Jesus was preaching or teaching. And they lowered him right down before Jesus. Jesus didn't get angry at all. He said, "Boy, you people have got faith. You've got faith. Now, with this kind of faith, I can really raise this guy up." Amen?
Amen.
So if you've got the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you can save that mountain of paralysis or that mountain of cancer. We just prayed for a woman that had cancer. One of the people that is in the city council over here was very upset because her daughter had cancer. Cancer in her bones, they thought. And so she said, "Would you pray?" Because some of these nasty people in town said the reason that she has that cancer is because she's going, you know, talking to us, the Tony Alhambra Christian Church. And so today she had to go to the doctor, to the hospital, to get x-ray to find out, and the cancer was gone. Okay, so that woman was a false prophet that said that she had cancer because she went to our church. She would talk to us and go to our church. But what I said, "Oh yeah, we'll definitely pray for her, and she will be healed. Because if she believes that the Lord has provided healing for her, she's already been healed, so all she needs to do is receive that which the Lord has already provided for her. And just tell her to reach out and accept that." And so she did, and when she went to the doctors, they said that there was it had shrunk down It was very little, and it was benign. There's no cancer there whatsoever. So that's a miracle. Amen?
Amen.
And so those that believe, the Bible says, that they will, all these signs will follow them. They'll lay hands on people and they'll recover. We'll pray for people. We'll cast out devils. If you have somebody in your family that has devil, if they believe the scriptures. Now that's a big requirement there. God has given us, every one of us, a measure of faith, the measure of faith, the same measure. But we have to read the Bible to make that measure of faith grow. Because we have to develop our faith. We have to read the scriptures, because faith comes, the developing of faith, and faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So if we keep studying the Bible, the more you study it, the more you see the things that are occurring in the world today that the Lord said would occur, and the more you see these signs following you, you know for sure that the Spirit of God is in you. We can say to people, you know, be healed. And we can say, receive your healing. There's no virtue. It's got to be your faith. You've got to reach out. Now, if it's a little child that's never heard the gospel before, and Jesus went into towns and healed everybody in town. Everybody. I mean, blind eyes were open. The ears, people couldn't hear. Their ears were open. They were lame. They were paralyzed with palsy. And he'd say, come on, get up. Little girl was dead. And he says, get up, arise, come on. And she just got right up. And he raised Lazarus from the dead. Amen?
Amen.
And so all these signs will follow. He's the same Jesus with the Father by the Spirit that was in that human body of Jesus. And he said, if that same Spirit is in you, that you're going to rise from the dead on the last day. That'll be the second resurrection. And we were first resurrected from our dead spirits when we received the gospel. And then when we receive the gospel, and we die, it doesn't make any difference if our ashes have been scattered all over the world. Those ashes, every particle of it, is going to come back and develop the same body that you were living in before, and that spirit of Christ that was in you will be back in you. You'll resurrect for the second time, the second resurrection. And then we will be brought for the final judgment, because it's appointed unto man one time to die, and after that one time the judgment. And then we go to the holding place. Either you're going into paradise or you're going into a holding place, the pit of hell, because at the final judgment, death and hell shall be cast into the lake of fire. And that's where, if you didn't get saved, and if you didn't receive the Spirit of the Lord, if you didn't have faith to do what the Lord says after you received Him, well, then you'll be right in hell. And then at the final judgment, you go up there again, and then everyone that is saved will be put in heaven and stay there forever. Their bodies, the human bodies that we're living in, will be changed to an ecclesiastical body. And because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven. And the people that didn't receive what the Lord said, but hated His word, they'll be sent to everlasting destruction. Now, you know, every true Christian is going to pray that that doesn't happen to you. We pray that the Spirit of the Lord that's coming to you and anointing you and trying to convince you to get saved, the Bible says that He'll pour out His Spirit upon all flesh in the last days. And the way the Lord goes about doing that is that He speaks through those of us that are His preachers and His teachers. And He pours out His Spirit. The Word of God is Spirit and life. And so preachers and teachers were required to go into the whole world, to all the nations, to all the different languages, and preach this gospel to you so that your soul can be saved. And so that you can be anointed with the Spirit of God. Now, Jesus said the Word of God is Spirit. He says He is the Word of God and He is Spirit and life. He says, I am the resurrection and I am the life. And He also said that all power, that means power to resurrect you from the dead and take you up into heaven or cast you into hell, all power, He said, in heaven and on earth belongs to Him. And so if you're operating under any other power, then the Lord, it's like a spirit of deception. It's seducing spirits. You've been sent strong delusions. And don't think that you will be saved. Now, God will, if people reject the Lord, then He says, all those that are not with me are against me. And so you could receive the Lord today, and you'd be with Him. And then He says to deny yourself now. Jesus, the gospel is not like some of these preachers say. Some of these preachers say, let's enjoy everyday life. I believe that Jesus called us to enjoy ourselves. Well, but that isn't what the Lord says or the Bible says. The Lord says that He called, now this is probably very irritating some of you people that love earthly things. But the Lord says, love not the world. For all that is in the world is lust. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Oh, this is too much for you to handle at one time. That's why I suggest that you get a copy of this tape and then listen to it, you know, whenever your spirit becomes more bold, then you can play it back again and you can receive a little bit more of it each time you hear it, because everything you've been taught in your life is wrong. Because this world is now being run by the Antichrist. The Bible says that there's three unclean spirits that come out of the great red dragon's mouth, the devil. And one of them is the false prophet. This is spirit of Antichrist. One is the spirit of the beast. And the other one is the media. These false words that come out. The false prophet, the beast, and this the voice of Satan himself. Now, he's been cast out of earth, and he's full of wrath because he knows that he's going to hell in the lake of fire soon. That's why we know it's the last days. There's no time in history that things have been so corrupt as they are today. People can put lies on the internet today, and within seconds, lies are told about Christians all over the world. I mean, and they're just able to say anything they want. But and they say those things about those of us that preach the gospel. Who else would Satan be after but us? There, if there's a church that you're sitting in that has never suffered persecution, no one speaks anything evil about you, you should have doubts that you're in the right church, because all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. And I'll tell you, we have several pieces of literature where government agents are confessing that they've been persecuted, persecuted us, and and that they have been ordered by the Vatican to assassinate certain Christians, such as, you know, David Koresh was a branch of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And I know people that used to go, I never knew him, and I don't know, but I know the doctrine that he was preaching. It was like what I preach, and like every full gospel Christian person preaches. people that are really saved, because I ordered some of his tapes. I wanted to see what they were saying. He didn't believe in marrying somebody else's wife or having sex with some other wife. The voice of the Vatican, the false prophet, was saying these things over the media to make you believe that he deserved to die. And all those Christians over there. And then the government's coming against people that never committed child abuse in their life. And here they're the ones that's murdered all those children out at Waco. And they're bombing all these countries and murdering hundreds of millions of children and their mothers and their dads. And these little kids, you see their arms blown off. Some of them have lived. And they wish they would have died. Their eyes are put out. Their legs are blown off. And they're just whimpering. And just, you know, why is this being done? Why did my mother get killed? I love my mother, and she never did any wrong thing. And I love Dad. He used to just go and work and bring home food to us, and now we're out on the streets. This is what President Clinton was bragging about. He says, anybody, he says, this will teach people to join cults. Because we, from the Vatican, will blow you to bits if you don't believe in our cult. I say, but this is the worst, most dangerous cult in the whole world. Because, you know, if you don't believe what I preach, I'm not going to send a bunch of goons over to you and blow you up. I'm just going to shake the dust of my feet off, like the Bible says, and depart from you and go and preach the gospel to somebody else. And Bush, you know, I don't care, he says, you know, if we still have to be over there because we know somewhere there's these weapons of mass destruction, and they prove that there's not. What he's done has gotten all those people angry at us, and they want to blow us up. But you see, I'm not worried about being blown up because of the fact that I'm saved. I'm not looking forward to it, but I know that because I know the Lord would love to have me here telling people the truth. Because I'm not fearful and I'm not unbelieving, but the most of the world is unfaithful. And they're fearful and they're unbelieving. They're not faithful to the Lord at all. They're more afraid of Satan than they are the Lord. And Jesus said, don't be afraid of Satan, the one that could kill you, but be afraid of the Lord, the one that could kill you and send your soul to hell and into the lake of fire forevermore. So he doesn't want you to be fearful. He wants you to have the Spirit of God in you just as it was in him. And he wants you to have his Spirit in you. And he wants you to go out and warn others like I am. Everybody says I'm the only one that's out there telling people the truth. And that's why some of the backsliders in my church that sort of told lies because the government paid them to lie against me, they sent me to prison for 4 years. But let me tell you, I'm more afraid of the Lord than I am them. You know, they could come in and send me to prison probably for telling the truth about them. I've told the truth about them. They can't tell. They don't want to tell the truth about me. So they have to figure out lies. And they figured out just about, I can't think of anything else that they could say about David. They're passing out pictures of me being handcuffed and being arrested in Tampa, Florida, with a tie-dye T-shirt on, but they don't tell that. That was a false accusation. I wanted to kidnap a federal judge, and I went into court, and all 12 jurors stated that I was not guilty. But they don't put that on there. They just want to keep that lie going. And there were wanted posters out on me at that time, and they don't want anything to do with me. They just want to keep pushing that on people. Because Satan is in them and wants them to stop my voice. Because Satan, the Vatican, and these Vatican puppets that are part of this one world conspiracy of Satan, the three unclean spirits, the beast, the false prophet, and this the news media, and the Antichrist. This is the whole Antichrist. And they don't want my word to get out, so they keep fabricating all kinds of stories. They said that I was a child abuser, but we have newspaper headlines that these charges were dropped because they knew it was untrue, but they just wanted to malign my name to people all over the world. And if you think I'm crying, I'm not. I count it all joy. Because the Lord says, you know, if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. All those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But count it all joy and jump and leap for joy. Amen? Because Amen. He said they persecuted the other prophets before you. So when you hear bad things about people in the media, I always immediately think, oh, there's somebody that's good and they're trying to bury him. They're forbidding marriage. They say all manner of things about you. I've never had anybody bring the kind of, in all the 42 years that I've been in the ministry, in the last few years they've been bringing all kinds of charges. I've never, in the 72 years that I've been alive, I have never, there's nothing on the records in the law books or anything where I've ever been accused of abusing a child or ever wanting to kidnap somebody nobody has ever even accused me of that or convicted me of anything like that. Look at my record. There's nothing on there. There's nothing on my record of the things they're accusing me of. They're trying to say that I was married to a bunch of women. Call the marriage bureau license places in every town, every village, every city, and see if I'm married. I was married 3 times to Susie Alamo, and I said, Susie, why should we have to get married? Because I was just a baby Christian then. I said, why should we have to get married? Because, we know the Lord married us. He showed both of us visions that we're to be married. And from that marriage, it started the whole Jesus movement. And because of the exposés that we've done on the Vatican, now everybody knows about it. People are sending me CDs or DVDs of priests confessing that they molested little children, and little children are sending in that they want me to put it on the air. But there's so many thousands and upon thousands of these things that this Vatican has done, and people that they're putting in prison for false charges, and all the other things that they're doing, that there's not enough time. There wouldn't be enough time for me to preach the gospel if I were to put all these testimonials in. But we have books, and we can show you the different books that you can get that will show you nuns marching with Nazi flags and priests marching with Nazi bands on their arms and flags also, and showing them pushing the people into the ovens. Even Pope John Paul II made the gas for IG Farben that gassed over 6 million Jewish people. But they also murdered over 600 million other people. I mean, these are facts, truths. But the media keeps putting these negative people on. Was there really a Holocaust? Now, these weasels, they know better than that. They know there was a Holocaust. There's too much evidence of it. 6 million people, and we all know that there was World War II, amen?
Amen.
And that the government had took part in it. And we know that Clinton was bragging about murdering those people at Waco and saying this will teach people to join cults. In other words, what President Clinton is saying, anybody that joins any other church than Catholic, we're going to come and blow you up. They're getting pretty bold. Satan is full of wrath. And they're saying, Tony, you're going to be Waco too. Well, I'm praying to the Lord about you characters, all right? I knew that it was you that was going to try to do that to me, and the Lord told me to get out of off the ridge over there and split the church up into several factions. I opened a church in Chicago and in New York, and they couldn't do to us like they did Waco. They wanted to kill all of us at once, like they did at Waco, with the exception of a few people that somehow got out of the deal and went to prison. The people that did that, they were three people. There was four of these marshals that or sheriffs or FBI men that went into. Three of them went into a window on the roof, and one of their their people fired a spray of machine gun bullets in them and killed them all, and one bullet came out of the wall and hit the one that sprayed him in the helmet, and it knocked him out for a couple of seconds, and then he got up and went down the ladder, and they blamed that on Koresh, and I have a copy of that film, and if you'd like to have a copy, I've sent that to the entire news media, and not one of them printed it, so you know that that's Satan's mouth. They will print only things that are against Christian churches because they want you to believe. They want you to know. And they want you to know, with believe so much that they're brainwashed, or what I call brain damaging you, that they're the one and only church. Now, the people, the pilgrims, fled Europe because of these kind of people. I mean, these people, if you believed in Jesus, if you believed in the Bible, they'd burn you to the stake. They'd nail you to the cross. They'd feed you to the lions. And that's what they're up to right now. But it's almost, you know, for us Christians, it's not too late. We can pray, and God will destroy them. I've been praying to the Lord for years, and I've seen these kind of people drop dead in their tracks. From cancer and all kinds of different diseases and in accidents. The West Hollywood Sheriff Department in Los Angeles used to come and raid our church every night, and they'd throw smoke bombs down in our prayer room and hold the door shut so the kids couldn't get out, the brothers and sisters couldn't get out of there. And so it just goes on and on. It'd just be like, it's a sewer of corruption, this world government, the Vatican, which sits the seat, the devil itself, himself sits in the city of the seven mountains or hills. And the media, don't believe what they say. I mean, the Vatican is the false, it's the Antichrist. And they run the government, and they ride on the back of this scarlet beast, telling this monster what to do. Go over here and blow up the World Trade Center. Go over and blow up and just before that, they said, blow up the federal building. The FBI people knew it was going up because they took all their children out of the nursery just minutes before the blast. They rushed them out of there because they were in the deal with the federal, with what they call the federal government, which is now really the world government. And they were involved with that. And all the feds, the BATF, they were in there. And Timothy McVeigh, because he hated what they did in Waco, they used as the fall guy, the scapegoat. And he said, you know, you'll be a hero. Eventually people will know you're a hero. So just go ahead and do that. And they furnished him with all the things that he did to blow it up. But now there's federal government agents. I have listing, you know, confessions from them. If you'd like to have copies of it, they said they took part in blowing up the federal building. They took part in Waco, and they took part in blowing up the World Trade Center. And they said that there were hundreds of these federal agents, supposed to be federal agents, that are one world agents, posing as U.S. Army, Navy, FBI, and all them, but they're not USA. I'm a patriarch. I loved America. I still love it. And that's what I'm trying to do, is warn the people of America that don't buy this Roman canon law. They don't believe what there's an invasion here. It's a silent one. The Bible calls the Vatican Mystery Babylon. It doesn't say Babylon. Babylon was Persia. But Mystery Babylon, the great, that great city that is the city that rules all the kings of the world and the presidents and everything, that's Rome. That's the Roman Catholic cult. Well, oh gosh, I see that my time is almost up here, and I was going to read some scripture, have Sharon read some scriptures to you. I was going to read a letter. Read one letter anyway. Let's see if we got time for that.
Okay, this is from Andhra Pradesh, India. Dear Pastor Tony Alamo, warm greetings to you in his glorious name. We are keeping well by God's power and through your precious prayers. We are always remembering you all in our daily prayers. You sent us some of your literature and we distributed them. Your literature strengthens the people. They lead the people back to life and revive the starved people, so we are very desirous to get more of your literature for our strength and growth in the Spirit. We are praying for your sincere ministries. Please pray for us and our work. Thanking you, sir. Jeshu Padam from Kakinada, Andhra Pradesh, India.
Okay, go ahead, read it out. And where is this one from?
From Ghana, Africa. Dear Mr. Alamo, I praise God daily for your inspirational program on Radio Africa. When I first tuned in to your new program, I immediately became hooked on the inspirational Bible teachings. Thank you for the spiritual uplifting that I need daily. I am an evangelist of the Gospel Truth Fellowship, and our main aim is to study the Word and then go out to win souls for Christ. Can we have more of your literature and Bibles and some for the needy and new converts during our evangelism and crusades? God bless you all. Patricia from Accra, Ghana, Africa.
Yeah, this is a lot of it, Jim. Okay, now Sharon, let's read a little bit of some of King Solomon's writings here. Go ahead.
Love righteousness, ye that be judges of the earth.
See, he's talking to the judges that won't even let you, you're not even allowed to use the name of God in there anymore. And you're not allowed to testify for yourself. They say, if you say anything good about yourself, we're going to bring in a string of liars on you. So read that again.
Love righteousness, ye that be judges of the earth.
Now, he's telling the judges, love righteous judgment instead of sending people to prison and to their death on false charges. Okay, ye judges, love righteousness. Then what?
Think of the Lord with a good heart.
Yeah, think of the Lord and have a pure heart, a good heart. Then what?
And in simplicity of heart, seek Him.
Yeah, don't get all complicated with different aspects of the Bible, but seek God's face and seek God's Spirit so that you can be led by the Holy Spirit. Just simply be led by the Spirit. Then what?
For He will be found of them that tempt Him not.
So if you don't tempt the Lord, then you'll find Him. And when you find Him, you'll be able to get direction from Him, and you'll be able to communicate to Him. And then what?
And showeth Himself unto such as do not distrust Him.
And if you don't distrust the Lord, He'll show Himself unto you. But if you don't trust the Lord, He'll never show Himself to you. Okay? Until the time that you go out to meet Him, and then you'll see Him. That's when you'll be shocked out of your wits. Then what?
For froward thoughts separate from God.
Okay, now froward thoughts separates you from God. Now, froward means not willing to yield or comply with that which is required or is reasonable. Perverse, that's what froward is, a perverse person. Disobedient person. An adverse person, somebody that's against God, he doesn't even believe God. Unfavorable, untoward, unyielding. He will not yield to the word of God. And ungovernable. You can't be governed. Unteachable, unruly spirit. You can't be ruled by God. You just want to be ruled by the devil. Then what?
And His power, when it is tried, reproveth the unwise.
So when you, the Lord will, read that again.
And His power, when it is tried, reproveth the unwise.
So if you try to come against the power of God, He'll reprove you is what it is. Now, grace means power. By the grace of God, by the power of God, I will prevail. I can do all things. I can do all things in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
All things. Okay, I see my time is up right now. And I mean, I just wish that we had more time, but the Lord got a hold of my tongue and just took off, and I couldn't do anything else. But now, don't be unwise. Don't go against God's power, His Spirit, but receive His Spirit into you now, so, and He will give you eternal life, immortality. Let yourself, I mean, you know, you can see that the world is getting worse and worse by believing this false doctrine that the Vatican is putting through the media and everything. You can tell that things are getting worse and worse. Never in the history of time has anything been as bad as it is today. You can have peace in this world when you let the Prince of Peace enter your heart. And you can do that right now by saying this prayer to the Lord. Say, "My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my filthy sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away, and that includes me. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, and I'm calling upon you, Lord. Therefore, I know. You said all that call upon you, you'll hear, and you'll answer. So I know you've heard me, and I know you've answered me, and I know I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands and praise and thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Now, Sharon, come on and tell them the four different ways they can receive a copy of this tape and or CD.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
The only important thing in the world is to have faith in God, to fear God and keep his commandments. That's the whole duty of man. And so we have to fight the good fight of faith. Joshua did. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho. And this is J.D. Sumner, the Stamps Quartet, and myself singing, "Joshua fit the battle of Jericho."
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down, God knows that. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Good morning, Sister Mary. Good morning, Brother John. Well, I want to stop and talk with you and tell you how I come along. I know you've heard about Joshua, he was the son of Nun. He never stopped his work until well in heaven his work was done. God knows that Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho when the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the men of Saul, but there's a man like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched the spear in hand. Go, go, Rambo, Joshua, proud, goes the battle and member, and God knows that Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, when the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the king of Saul, but there's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Well, the heavy red gun, the Joshua spear, so well not very long. And upon his hip was a double-edged sword, and his mouth was a gospel horn. Yet bold and brave, he stood salvation in his hand. The broken ran home, Joshua cried, cause the devil can't do you no harm. God knows that Joshua beat the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua beat the battle around Jericho, where the walls come tumbling down. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go, blow, they ran home, Joshua cut, cause the battle came to you no harm. Then the lamb, ram, sheep, horns begin to blow, the trumpets begin to sound. Then Joshua shouted, glory, and the walls came tumbling down. God knows that Joshua beat the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Well, Joshua beat the battle of Jericho, and the walls came tumbling down. Oh,